Once a month, the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate communion in this congregation. And if you're a guest with us this morning, we're thrilled that you're here with us. We have an open table. What that means is you don't have to be a member of this church to take communion here, but anybody is welcome as long as you're a member of God's church. What does that mean? It means you've surrendered your life to Jesus, and He's your Lord and your Savior. You've asked Him to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Then communion means something. This is far more than a dead tradition or a rote celebration. It's the Eucharist. The word literally means celebration, and so it's not always a funeral dirge. It should never be a funeral dirge, though we do this in remembrance of Him. But it's also a time of great joy. Thank you, guys. A time of great joy. Let's listen as the Scriptures declare. Paul taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, Take, eat, this is My body, broken, or which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. The truth is, the Lord came, died, was buried, and was resurrected for us. But He shed His blood, and His body was broken for us, to deliver us from sin, to wash us clean by His blood, and have mercy upon us. Isn't that good news? The good news is that we get to do these things in remembrance of Him. If you still need some elements, would you raise your hand so they can find, see you? We have a need over here. Okay. All right. The fruit of the vine over to Dan. Great. So what we give is instructions, and then we're going to pray and participate. We've been taught many times over the years that if you have aught with somebody who is not here, you better not take communion so you can go get right with that person. I understand that teaching. But the Scripture really indicates there is life imparted, a supernatural transference of life from Jesus to us as we participate in communion. We urge you instead to see it in a different way. You make your commitment before the Lord to take care of that difficulty on your first opportunity that you have opportunity to do so, and participate in communion. Receive His strength. Make your covenant and commitment to the Lord to get it right. Now, some people, there are some folks who simply will not be restored with you. The Bible says, as much as is possible, be at peace with all men, meaning all men and women. If you have tried and you've reached out and they just don't want any part about it to make things right, you leave that in the hands of the Lord. You leave them in the hands of the Lord and let Him bring the healing, and you participate in communion. Then your heart is clear. You've done what you can do to make things right. Does that make sense, church? All right. Lord, we thank You. Thank You that You are so good. Thank You that Your body was broken for us. And Lord, today we participate in communion with this remembrance. We do this in remembrance of You. Thank You that You bore our sins, our sorrows, our griefs, our sicknesses. You took them on the cross and Your body was broken for us. Thank You, Lord. Let's participate in His bread together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, we receive the infusion of Your life as we participate in the elements, Lord. Lord, as we think of the fruit of the vine, we think and remember that Your blood was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Jesus, we don't have to die because You died for us. We get to receive Your grace and Your mercy because You died for us. Lord, we thank you that through the shed blood, you ratify a new covenant with us. And we are washed clean by the blood of Jesus as we come in surrender to you. We love and worship you, Lord. And we do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Praise and worship and rejoicing. For you are so good, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Can you lift up your voice and praise him? Praise you, Lord. We praise you this day. We worship you, Lord. You're so worthy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody. Let's applaud for the Lord.